Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
We're talking to Brian in Maryville today. And Brian, so you absolutely love your girlfriend. She's the best person in the world. She's so amazing. Why are you calling
us?
Honestly, I'm a little embarrassed to say.
You're embarrassed. You got to tell us, though, or we can't really help you.
All right. Oh, gosh. Me and my girlfriend, we have zero chemistry in the bedroom.
Oh. Okay, well, I get that. That's a little awkward. You think she's great, but it's just, what's not clicking? No, I didn't mean it like that. What's not clicking?
Well, yeah, I guess it's weird. Aren't you just not, you said she's the best girl in the world. How are you not just like all in?
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. No, this woman is beautiful inside and out. Like, I could watch paint dry with this girl and laugh and enjoy my hour.
Okay.
We have fun dancing in the kitchen. She gets along with my family, and I'm such a fan of her and everything she does so much. Like, I really, really like this girl a lot.
Okay.
So if you like her this much, and I think it's really kind that you're prefacing with all these nice things. We believe that you
are really
that
into
you
her.
Are into
and,
your
and,
girlfriend.
And obviously, like you said, you're dancing in the kitchen. You guys have chemistry in personality chemistry.
We have to ask what's going on. What's wrong?
She does so much, which is why we both, contend with this for so long. It's a little hard to ignore, though. When we're getting intimate, it feels like something's off. Not bad necessarily, but it feels like awkward almost.
So everything else is fine, but when you guys are getting intimate, it's awkward.
Uh-huh.
And you said we both have contended with this for so long. So you guys have
talked about
addressed the elephant or lack thereof in the room?
A little bit, yeah. It's kind of like we just can't get into our rhythm, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's it.
Okay, I hate to ask this because I don't want you to have to think about previous encounters.
Mm-hmm.
But have you had super positive experiences with other people that make you think like, oh, this isn't what it's supposed to be like?
Honestly, yeah. Sometimes I cannot stop forgetting about what my sex life was before her.
Mm-hmm.
To what it is now.
That's interesting, and interesting to hear from the guy's perspective.
Yeah.
I bet. If we ask the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia to call us at 877-591-9696, there would be real life experience from women who have contended with this. I think to some degree, for guys, sex is like pizza, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's bad, it's good. And I say that not as my own original joke, but that's just a thing that people say.
Okay.
I think for women, it is probably more often that women go, you know what? This
that
is a good
great.
Guy.
Yeah.
And maybe bedroom life isn't going to be as great, but
so he's a good guy.
Right. And I think women end up making sort of that concession more frequently.
Yeah. He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
Yeah. So I would love to hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia about this. So it's Brian in Maryville, and this girl's just amazing. Like, they have the best personality chemistry, but there's no bed chemistry.
In fact, you both know it.
And they both know it.
Aww.
And it's awkward in the bedroom, and it's like they don't do it very often because when they do, it's weird. But that's obviously a part of a relationship.
Yeah, and it's making me feel like two different things. I don't know, honestly, if, number one, am I the worst guy on the planet for feeling this way? Or are we just supposed to be friends and
Ooh.
We're pushing this to a relationship?
That's interesting.
Brian.
Kind of stuck in the middle.
Yeah, but she's amazing and beautiful and all these things. Like, not to get too, weird here, but just looking at her or thinking about her turn you on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not working.
Okay.
We actually get physical, and now it's odd.
So we need to get our people now, in here. Yeah.
A filter here. We don't want, you know, specific physical advice.
Don't do that.
But when there's not a match in the bedroom, can you still make that relationship a match? Or is this doomed? 877-591-9696. Would love to hear from the Mogue and Carla Mornings Mafia.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Match or Mistake, brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. It's B96 with Mogue and Carla Mornings and Brian in Merrillville, who has an amazing relationship. Him and his girlfriend get along so well, but they have like anti-chemistry in the bedroom.
It's just a little bit awkward and they haven't been able to figure it out. And
it's been some time now and it's like, why is it weird? Like, we are so great together in every other way, but this is not connecting.
Yeah, or it's just not feeling right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, that sucks. Ashley in Rogers Park, though, you say it's a match. Why?
I say it's a match because there are sex therapists out there. A lot of people don't realize that. That can help them figure out what the disconnect is. So mm-hmm. whether it's a disconnect between, like, kink, BDS, or what their expectations were or their roles in previous relationships sexually, they can help them figure that out. But that's the fact that they're even having a conversation about it is a good sign.
Yeah. It is a healthy sign that they're like, hey, can we address the elephant in the room?
Yeah, because if everything else is working out, then at least this is just something that they have to not just talk through, but walk through.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? And you bring up a good point that I didn't think of, and there is such a thing as sex therapy. I don't know exactly how that, you know, conversation works, you know, because that's got to be awkward on its own. But you know what? Maybe after you go through that awkwardness with bringing in a third party to coach you, essentially, then you're like, you know what? That person's gone. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And these sex therapists, they're trained, they're certified. So they should be really good about making it less awkward after the initial intake.
Yeah. I think that's it, is that it's just awkward between them and they can't figure out quite why.
Well, I mean, Ashley, I think the part that kind of got me was when he was like, I just can't help but remember what my life was like in the bedroom before, mm-hmm. and the fact that it was, you know, good for him. Right. So I guess it's kind of, it might be a little bit tough if I were to play devil's advocate, a little bit tough because it's like, oh man, why isn't it just working?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a thing where you got to say, let's take all the pressure of this off and let's just have fun. Let's figure out how to have fun and not worry.
You know, and the reality is sex is not as intuitive as everybody likes to pretend that it is.
As, I'm sorry, you said as what?
It's not as intuitive as everybody likes to pretend that it is.
Right.
Yes, Ashley, because you know what? I never know what I'm doing. So yes, absolutely. We're all just pretending.
Well, you know, and I think that we grow up watching, you know, TV and they talk about good kissers and bad kissers and good sex and bad sex. And it's all so subjective.
Right.
What people like, yeah, it's there's so much weird pressure that's put on it for it to be like this amazing experience. And in any new relationship, it's going to be a little bit
awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Ashley, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
So again, it's Brian and Merrillville who has a great relationship, but they don't have chemistry in the bedroom. Can this be a match or a mistake? Grace and Palatine, you say it's a match, and you have been through this. You say what? Just give it some time?
Yeah, I think just giving it some time. You know, I personally, my husband and I have been together for a long time. And I think, at first it could be kind of clunky. It could be kind of awkward, you know, and just, but I think leaning into your own sexuality as a person and just that passion that you have for one another, it will eventually hit. It'll eventually come. And I think being vocal about it with your partner too, what I like, what I don't like, that really helped encourage the conversation and made that time even more intimate.
You know what? I think the communication part of that, and that is, I think, easier in like more advanced relationships when you're further along to say, hey, this is what I like and I prefer it when you do this.
Right.
I always think about how when I was single, if I was having a casual thing with somebody, it would be so easy and breezy. Because it wasn't stressful. If it was somebody that I really liked, I would get like really in my head and like
all of a sudden you're like, oh,
am I doing this right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're just going for a casual fling, it's like you're still vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like, as tough as we want to be with our heart and emotionally, it's like you're being this intimate part of yourself with someone new. So you can't expect it always to be just this click, this match right away. And I think if they really like each other, like you said, they get along really outside well with everything else, they should just have that conversation. And who knows, it could bring them even closer together.
Yeah, I like that. Well, thank you so much, Grace, for your feedback on that. And have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
So let's catch up with Brian again coming up next and say, look, after everything you heard, do you think there's any way that you could communicate or give it enough time to work your way through this?
100%. Because, I mean, if everything else is really, really perfect, then why?
You should try, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if he's down to do just that coming up next on B96. 10 trivia questions answered correctly could win you $1,000. Coming up at 8:40 with Moog's Mega Minute on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and Match Your Mistake with Brian and Maryville, who is in a great relationship with this woman. They really see eye to eye on a lot of things, except that they don't have chemistry in the bedroom.
Which, at the beginning is fine, but I think after a while, it's gotta hurt your self-confidence a little bit, right?
Yeah, and it's to a point where he's, like, able to say this out loud, like, yeah, we, like, align on everything, except it sucks in the bedroom. It's awkward and clunky. Clunky is a funny word. I don't think you use that, but. Everybody who called said it's a match. They just gotta communicate their way through it. Give it some time. Somebody suggested sex therapist. A sex therapist could come in and help out. Not like literally in the bedroom, but to, you know, talk
well,
through some of these things.
Well, you just moved your leg a little to the right.
Imagine that kind of coaching. You know what? A consistent rhythm.
Yeah, and you know what? I wouldn't be against it. Why not?
If she starts to sound like she's enjoying it, don't change what you're doing. Anyway, Brian, after everything you heard, do you think that this relationship could be a match or is it a mistake?
You know what? I think I could be overthinking it. I feel like it is a match. Like, yeah. I think they're right. Maybe I just need to indulge. Maybe her beauty is a bit overwhelming to me. And maybe they're right. I need to indulge into her mind.
You know what? And I think I would be willing to bet that most of us have been in a situation where, you know, we are really into somebody and then we get all in our heads. And that could be happening for both of you where you're like overthinking and like you, and now you're anticipating that it's going to be weird. So then it's just weird from the start.
Yeah, like now you're self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, exactly.
Of another weird encounter.
Yeah. And so maybe you just need to give it some time and have some real direct communication about it. And, you know, as a guy, I've learned, take the coaching that they're asking for.
There you go.
You know, don't try to be innovative. If they're saying, I like that, then do that.
That's actually part of my problem. You're right. I don't take coaching well, and I think it's actually time I start taking some coaching well.
In this specific arena, if they're saying something, if they're coaching, take the coaching.
Take the coaching. Yeah. Take the director's notes.
Yes. Put your ego aside and also, like, try to be in the moment and enjoy yourself. Get out of your head. Maybe not one to encourage booze.
But I would take a shot.
Yeah, a little bit.
I actually think you're both right.
I know.
Because you sound like you like her so much, Brian. Like, mm-hmm. you didn't even want to tell us what was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, we know you like her. So make it work.
I will, definitely. You're right. I felt like I was betraying my best friend by saying it out loud.
Oh. See? Go get your girl.
Yeah,
I will, definitely.
Okay. Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.